The pending closure of the control towers is due to required budget cuts due to the sequester. Legislation introduced by Nelson would prohibit the FAA from suspending or terminating the operation of any air control tower during the 2013 or 2014 fiscal year. Nelson was in Jacksonville on Friday to meet with regional airport officials. St. Augustine's Northeast Florida Regional Airport Director Ed Wooler says closing the control tower would be a dangerous move.
We have a high volume of training traffic. We have a relatively high volume of some military use, with Northrop Grumman being on our property. We also do a significant level of traffic of corporate-type aviation. And, of course, with the TPC coming up, we more than double our high-end business jet kind of traffic during that period of time. So it's a tremendous safety concern for us.
The St. Augustine Airport is the busiest in Northeast Florida, on track to see 150,000 takeoffs and landings this year. Woolner says closing the air traffic control tower would be similar to removing the traffic signal from the busiest intersection in town and replacing it with a four-way stop. Nelson's bill could be heard at a Commerce Committee hearing on April 16th. I'm Kevin Mershart in Jacksonville.